Yeah, 5-5, stud after 5.
Yes, well, let's talk to our next guest. The Power could quell the run of the Tigers at the G on Saturday. They went down by 38 points. Jared Schofield is one of the assistant coaches at the Power, and he joins us now. Jared, welcome.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Scoey.
Let's have a look at the loss. How did you diagnose it? In what areas did you think were most costly?
Yeah, well, there was probably some key turnovers that cost us crucial times. And against a real quick side in the way that Richmond want to play on turnover, we weren't able to defend it. So we've got to be obviously a little bit smarter with our ball use and our decision-making at times.
It's interesting when you mentioned the way they want to play. They had 200 kicks and 220 handballs. They really want to keep the ball alive and keep it moving and, I guess, slingshot it to back up the other end. Is that difficult to play against?
Yeah, it is, because it's a hard game to play against. But we feel like our intent was there. To really sort of come forward and pressure, but probably in terms of shape around the contest, at times was probably unbalanced. And when they get outside you, they're very hard to stop. But as I said before, key turnovers at critical times in dangerous parts of the ground, they're hard to defend.
Well, you drill right down on that. I think they kicked 11 of their 15 from turnovers. Will you look at each of them and just really have a look at, is it the same player? Is it decision making? Is it pulling the trigger? Or How will you assess that in the aftermath?
Oh, obviously, as coaches, we dissect it. In terms of the playing group, we've looked at it, it's just more probably a decision-making process. The players need to understand when to go and when not to go. But at the same time, our game plan coming into the year was to be aggressively bold with our ball. And we just got to make sure we fine-tune it now when you're obviously coming up against certain sides.
Yeah, your lowest inside 50 count for the year as well. Is that a bit about how Richmond defend as well?
A little bit, but look, clearance numbers from a midfield point of view can be misleading. Like, we won the clearance, but did we get enough penetration from our clearance? And probably the answer is no. They set up really well behind the ball, Richmond, and obviously we weren't able to get those inside 50s, which we have been in previous games.
I think one of the other areas when you looked at the game, they had Lynch and Revolt up one end who looked really dangerous for most of the day, and unfortunately you really couldn't find a big winner over a long period of the ground as a big forward in your half of the ground. Your only two multiple goal scorers were little fellas.
Yeah. Well, that was a fight, and we're continuing to obviously find the right mix. But Dicko still showed some good signs, came out on the lead.
Second quarter looked dangerous for a bit.
Yeah, definitely looked dangerous. He's missed a fair bit of footy and obviously he's still finding form. And Dougal Howard, showed moments as well. But we've just got to get that consistency as well.
He's had 5 games now, Charlie, for 6 goals. How do you see that output over that journey? It's a fair sample size now, Scoey.
Oh, look, it's a hard one for me to really sort of dissect and comment on Charlie. I don't watch him as closely as probably what Bass does. But look, we want to see, make sure his work rate's there, make sure he's competing and providing a contest. It's not all about how many marks and goals he's, but is he providing a contest or an avenue that we can go through? And, once again, he showed some good form there, but we want obviously greater output as well.
Yeah. Probably time for Paddy Ryder to come back, Scoey.
His name will be discussed. We know what he can do, especially when he plays forward, and we know what he can do on the ruck. He's had a month, I think, back in the Magpies now, and he's one of many that we'll discuss, obviously, at selection.
Xavier Duismar's goal, celebration, the arrow, got you within 16 points. Where do you sit on it? And did anyone say anything to him at three-quarter time?
No, look, he's done it before in previous games. One thing about young Xavier, he's a very humble and level-headed kid.
He's a good kid.
Young man, ripping fella. And, I'd hate to think people think he's getting ahead of himself, because that is the furthest thing from Xavier Duismar's mind. And, he's a player in his own right. He wanted to build some emotion. But, look, I didn't even notice it, to be honest, in the game. It was only when it sort of got posted on social media. But, no one's spoken to him about it. Obviously, as it's probably well documented, there's probably sometimes a time and place, when's the right time in a game. But, we were 16 points in it. Who knows if things had gone differently, whether we'd be talking about it. But the one thing I would want to stress is he's a very humble kid and, he's only got team first about him.
Yeah, it's one of these things, isn't it? There's not enough characters in the game, and as soon as someone does anything that's slightly different, we smash them. So, I think most people are on his side, from what I've spoken to anyway. I guess it doesn't get any easier as we look forward. You've got a huge game this weekend. It's at home against the Giants, and, an important week on the track in preparation.
Yeah, look, every game for the remainder of the season is important. They're huge games, and obviously GWS coming off a fantastic win against Collingwood. We've got a review today, lick our wounds and move forward. And we get a great opportunity to do that against a quality side that's playing great footy. But we know that our best footy is good enough. We just got to make sure we bring that this weekend.
Well done, Scully, as always. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, big one at home, GWS. What, 5 games left? They're sitting on 8. They need 4 wins. I said to you a long way out, 11 and a percentage could get you in. But they've just got to win their home games.
Yes,
don't they?
Indeed they do. And look, it's interesting, isn't it? Because other teams vying for the spots, and they're not exactly smashing the door down either. The Bulldogs had an opportunity to move above Port Adelaide, and they couldn't do it against St Kilda. So, yep, very, very even competition. There is no doubt about that. Jared Schofield was our guest.